As a result of his indiscretions, the university refused to grant Galileo his doctor's diploma. But his talent in mathematics was recognized by some of his professors, and he was lucky enough to secure a position when the chair of mathematics became vacant. Undoubtedly, because the salary was so low that nobody else wanted it. The students hardly attempted to conceal their smiles at his lectures, and the professors hated him. How dare he try to contradict Aristotle? If he did not stop his nonsense, they would teach him a lesson he would never forget. Galileo did not stop his nonsense, and the professors went into action. The lesson with which they threatened him was their challenge to demonstrate one of his idiotic theories in the presence of the entire faculty and student body of the university. Galileo accepted the challenge and conducted his historic experiment regarding the laws of bodies in motion, an experiment that, as we have seen, aroused intense antagonism among the faculty. Despite the persecution, Galileo continued with his own studies. Finally, his opponents found an excuse and had him dismissed from the university.